This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-463-5956, regarding Penny Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, date of birth 10/6/1967. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Sharp with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and right-sided renal artery stenosis. Her last visit was October 2nd of 2025. She has been able to gain weight about 15 pounds over the last 5 months, and she's feeling much better with the additional weight in place. She was very thin when she weighed 107 pounds when she was seen last in this practice. She did have a right renal artery stent placed by Dr. Constantino, and that has controlled her blood pressure and stabilized kidney function also. She has also had some severe headaches, and it's thought that it's related to severe neck arthritis, so that's being worked up currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear. She urinates adequate amounts, no cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Norvasc 10 mg daily. Metoprolol is 50 mg twice a day. Hydralazine is 25 mg twice a day. She also takes sodium bicarbonate once daily. Physical exam, weight is 122 pounds, pulse is 66, and blood pressure is 130 over 74. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. She does continue to smoke also. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft without ascites. No edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 26, 2026. Creatinine is 2.12, which is stable. Estimated GFR 27. Calcium is 9.8. Sodium 142, potassium slightly higher than previous level of 5, now it is 5.2. Carbon dioxide 23, albumin is 4.2, phosphorus 4.0, hemoglobin 12.2, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue to get lab studies done monthly. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, right renal artery stenosis with recent stenting within the last year, stable. And 5, mild hyperkalemia, and the patient's been eating a lot of potatoes, so I've taught her about leaching the potassium out of potatoes by soaking them for several hours in water and then dumping the old water out and putting them in new water before boiling them. Also to limit the foods that are high in potassium levels. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.